Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Key Components of BI. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Business Intelligence in the Business Intelligence for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the essential components that contribute to effective business intelligence systems, including an overview of data warehousing, an introduction to data mining, and the roles of reporting and analytics in BI. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify and describe these key components, enabling you to leverage BI effectively in your business context. Main content overview of data warehousing. Data warehousing is the backbone of any business intelligence system. It involves collecting, storing, and managing large volumes of data from various sources in a centralized repository. This data is then structured for efficient querying and analysis, allowing businesses to derive insights that drive decision-making. Imagine a retail company like No Name, which collects data from its sales, customer interactions, and inventory systems. Instead of storing this data in isolated systems, the company consolidates it into a data warehouse. This process not only enhances data accessibility but also ensures that the data is consistent and reliable for analysis. Key features of data warehousing include ETL process, extract, transform, load. This is the process of extracting data from source systems, transforming it into a suitable format, and loading it into the warehouse. For instance, the sales data might be cleaned and formatted to ensure consistency before being loaded into the data warehouse. Data marts. These are subsets of data warehouses tailored for specific business areas. For example, a marketing team at No Name might have access to a data mart that contains customer demographics and purchase history, enabling them to tailor marketing campaigns effectively. The power of data warehousing lies in its ability to provide a single source of truth, critical for accurate reporting and analysis. Introduction to data mining. Data mining is the process of discovering patterns and extracting valuable information from large datasets. It enables organizations to make predictions and identify trends based on historical data. In the context of business intelligence, data mining techniques are essential for turning raw data into meaningful insights. Consider No Name again, which wants to enhance its customer retention strategies. By applying data mining techniques to its customer data, the company might discover that customers who purchase certain products together are more likely to return. This insight could lead to targeted promotions that encourage repeat business. Common data mining techniques include classification. This involves categorizing data into predefined groups. For example, No Name could classify customers as high value, medium value, or low value based on their purchasing behavior. Clustering. This technique groups similar data points together. Using clustering, No Name might uncover different customer segments that require tailored marketing approaches. Association rule learning. This identifies relationships between variables. For instance, if data mining reveals that customers who buy coffee also frequently buy pastries, No Name can design bundled offers to increase sales. Data mining empowers businesses to make informed decisions based on data-driven insights, ultimately leading to better strategies and enhanced customer satisfaction. Reporting and analytics in BI. Reporting and analytics are the final components of business intelligence, providing users with the tools to visualize and interpret data. Reporting involves the creation of structured documents that present data in a clear and concise manner. Analytics, on the other hand, encompasses the exploration of data to identify trends, patterns, and insights. For No Name, effective reporting might involve generating monthly sales reports that highlight performance, customer trends, and inventory levels. These reports can help management make informed decisions about product offerings and marketing strategies. Key aspects of reporting and analytics include dashboards. These are user-friendly interfaces that display key performance indicators, KPIs, and metrics in real time. A dashboard for No Name could show sales figures, customer satisfaction scores, and inventory status all in one place, allowing for quick decision-making. Self-service BI tools. These tools enable users to create reports and analyze data without requiring extensive technical knowledge. No Name might implement a self-service BI tool that allows team members to generate their own reports, fostering a data-driven culture within the organization. By utilizing reporting and analytics, businesses can transform raw data into actionable insights that guide strategy and improve performance. Conclusion: in this lesson, we've covered the key components of business intelligence: data warehousing, data mining, and reporting and analytics. Understanding these components is essential for leveraging BI effectively within your organization. By integrating these elements, you can create a robust BI system that supports informed decision-making and drives business success. As you move forward, think about how you can apply these concepts in practical scenarios within your business context. Reflection questions: how can data warehousing improve the decision-making process in your organization? What data mining techniques could be most beneficial for identifying customer trends at your company? Reflect on the importance of reporting and analytics. How do they influence strategic planning in a business setting?